Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve Rosenbloom.
We suck, so your self-quarantine doesn't have to.
Mark Grody.
I think there will be lasting derivatives of this once we get through it, and hopefully we will, with minimal damage, that people will be more aware, honestly, of washing their hands and
good thing.
And apparently wiping.
They suck, so you don't have to.
They can do what they have to do. They know what they have to do. Now they don't have any problem getting it done.
Founding members of the WB Club.
Wake and bake. Come on.
Where's Toby?
So I'm practicing, you know, social distancing, and I have a few tips for everybody, you know. You know, no sharing pipes or joints, things like that.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK. Good morning. Welcome in. Saturday Suckage, the WB Club, back for another week. I failed the drug test, so I get to host again. Nobody important listens, so Saturday Suckage is back. I'm Steve Rosenbloom, and right over there is Mark Grody. Mark, how are you this fine Saturday Suckage day?
You again, eh?
You again, he says suspiciously, snidely whiplash. And by the way, Mr. Yeah, you again. You're evil. You're evil. By
I'm
the way,
evil?
Everybody, listen to this. Listen, Stevie Sunshine here just felt a tug in his, a hurt in his heart. He needed a Band-Aid in his heart when he saw this Mark Grody tweet. How horrible must one feel after hitting into a triple play? Andrew Vaughn, you've just made all the outs.
I don't know why, but
that's Mark Grody. That happy, that everybody's Beanie Baby at the Score, and there's an evilness. You're like that teddy bear in whatever that kid's movie was. Was it Toy Story, where you're all hail fellow well met, and then suddenly behind closed doors, you're just evil. Stevie Sunshine.
Hey,
is not
it was Toy Story 3, guys. Toy what, Story 3.
It?
Yes.
Thank you.
If we
great.
Did
Thank
the nice guy. If we did the nice guy power rankings at the Score, I have never put myself in the top five. Never one time. But for some reason, when I saw it was a very sad triple play that Andrew Vaughn hit into. Like, that's what it was. Like, if you're a Sox fan and you're watching that game, and there you are, ninth inning, 1-1 game, Sox with runners on first and second, nobody out. It is. You are in the greatest spot you could possibly be in. Andrew Vaughn at the plate hits it sharply to third, steps on the bag to second, and to over to first. Vaughn out by a step, and it's like you're stunned. You're like, what? Wait a minute. What? No. That can't happen. No. And then if you're Andrew Vaughn, the first base coach, I'm picturing the first base coach putting his arm around young Andrew Vaughn and walking with him saying, son, here's what happened. You just made all three outs in the inning. And we just can't have that. We can't have that. So, and he's taking his hat off, and he's got wide eyes, and he's looking into the coach's eyes and thinking, really? Yeah, you did that. And then there's a hug that's involved, and then just more talk. Like Tony La Russa probably had to take him back in the clubhouse to say, Here's what happened. There was nobody out there, and you made all of the outs. So that's what I felt for Andrew Vaughn.
Oh, God, no!
I mean, what a horrible, horrible moment. It just sucked.
But I have some breaking news for you. Breaking Good. News, of course, on The Score is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. There was no no-hitter thrown in the majors last night. There was no hitter thrown in the majors, but everything else in the majors happened, and you were watching most of it, just that ninth inning. This is an amazing thing. So first of all, it started off Carlos Rodon and Jordan Montgomery, the starters for the Sox and the Yankees. They became the first starters since 1901 to strike out at least 10 with zero walks and zero runs allowed. So in that same game, there was the Yankees turned a triple play. The Braves in their game hit two grand slams, and the Reds' Jesse Winker slugged three homers. It's the first time in MLB history that every one of those feats occurred on the same day. It's a remarkable thing that baseball is going through, even without yet another no-hitter. And Carlos Rodon was throwing no-hitters back when they were a surprise, as opposed to a feature, I guess, instead of a bug. It's news when there isn't one. That's a pretty amazing night in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, as far as Carlos Rodon is concerned, I think that I've always said, if you're going to strike out 13, you may as well win the game. And Rodon did not. The problem was is that Jordan Montgomery kept striking people out as well. Neither walked a guy. How about that? 13 strikeouts, no walks for Rodon. Jordan Montgomery, 11 Ks and zero walks in the game. And by the way, I think this text message here from the 708 probably sums me up pretty well. It said, Grody has always been sneaky mean. It's his thing. Grody, you're back, Steve. Oh, great, you're back, Steve. So there you go. There's the characterizations. Not just you, because, you know, you get the blame for being the caustic one at times on this show. But, you know, I pick my moments. You know, I'm like a 90s three-point shooter. I just get mine every once in a while. I get my stabs in. You know what I'm saying?
It's actually a best-kept secret at The Score that Grody off the air is a jackass. And nobody likes him.
Yeah, I'm the guy. I berate the producers. And, like, yeah, I'm that guy.
Yep. Yeah, I dread these 3 hours weekly.
Uh-huh.
Because
I'm nice to you during the show.
During the breaks, let me tell you.
I'm the guy who, if somebody occasionally recognizes me, I'm like, get away from me. Get your stupid kid away from me. Like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, that's... your stupid kid away. Did you say that to your buddy Chance the Rapper?
No. Chance and I are cool. Like, we got an understanding. Okay. I certainly recognize him. He pretended to recognize me, which he absolutely didn't. But Chance is a good guy, lives in the neighborhood. Ran into Io DeSumo as well, the Illini star, recently on these streets of Chicago as well.
Oh,
I was mean to him. I was very mean to him. Very mean to him.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. What the hell happened against Loyola, dude?
Yeah, dude. Dude.
Where were you? Where
Stop
were
sucking.
You, man?
Do you know you had a game that day?
You think that mask makes you cool? I don't think so. Huh? Io?
No. We're broadcasting from the Score Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. And this weekend of the PGA Championship golf coverage on the Score is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. And Championship golf coverage has presented us with, I think we'll bring this up in What Are You Doing, Wagner, but we've established a new position, a suckage soldier, a Saturday suckage soldier.
Oh.
Somebody who tweeted at me about a golfer in this case, but anyone who might deserve a spot in the Saturday suckage, the family of Saturday suckage. So we'll discuss that. A Saturday suckage shoulder was on a soldier was on alert, and I think that's
interesting.
Great.
Yeah. Can't wait.
So the full Carlos yesterday was a remarkable thing. When you see, we talk about it as, 13th Ks, man, and he lost the game, and it, all right, the other guy had 11 Ks, and nobody walked anybody, those guys didn't give up any runs, and then Evan Marshall sucked again. By the way, Evan Marshall and Cody Hoyer, they are not Kotz and Polite. For those of you who are thinking World Series, right now they are not Kotz and Polite. They're more like C-Sheck and Cordero, but I digress. So the full Carlos, the stats go like this. It's really amazing. 13 strikeouts, a White Sox record in a road game against the Yankees. These franchises go way back, like to the 1901. And the Yankees weren't even called the Yankees then. In fact, the previous record was 12 by Ed Walsh on June 8th, 1911, when the team was called the Highlanders and the ballpark was Hilltop Park. Carlos Rodon tonight, this is from Sarah Langs at MLB, 13 strikeouts, no walks, is the most non-Chris Sale strikeouts, zero walk games ever. Chris Sale did it twice. He had 14 Ks and no walks in 2015 and 2016. And that game with both pitchers getting 10 strikeouts or more and zero walks, according to Sarah Langs. It's the sixth game. It's the sixth time since 1901 that has happened. And one of those games was Mark Pryor against Javi Vasquez, the Cubs and the Expos in 2003. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention Mark Pryor pitching in the 2003 season, but I just did because that game happened. And it is the first time that both pitchers 10 strikeouts, zero walks, zero runs. I mean, it's an amazing thing that you saw, that we saw, that we witnessed, that we shared on the TV. That was just, and that was before the triple play and the walk-off, which, by the way, had, I mean, it was somewhere that had never happened. Or nothing like that had ever happened before. It's four times. That was it. I did not know. It's just, where is this? I had no idea I wondered this, but James Smith of the Yes Network wondered it for me. After the Yankees turned a triple play in the top of the ninth, then walked it off in the bottom. Only the fourth time in Major League history that a triple play and a walk-off win came in the same inning. So it was the White Sox, Yankees against the White Sox last night, the Dodgers against the Padres in 2012, the Cubs over the Reds in 1942, and the Giants over the Cardinals in 1920. And the amazing thing is that Tony LeBevington managed in all those games. So that's a great note.
Here's my question about Carlos Rodon, again, with his excellent year. Period. I mean, it's starting to look like this is legitimate. What's Carlos Rodon by the time September rolls around? Is this going to stay as it is? Is he going to maintain health? Did the Sox make a play to re-sign him? Is he just making money by the day? I love asking questions of everybody. And Carlos Rodon, I have a feeling as loyal as it might appear that he is to the White Sox, because they, after all, are the team that drafted him. That's a Kenny Williams draft pick. That Carlos Rodon
is going to go get a bundle of cash on like a safe 3-year deal from somebody, but probably not the White Sox.
Well, I do think that was the reason that looking at September and October was one of the reasons Tony La Russa removed him in the sixth inning at 95 pitches. He had thrown more. He was clearly he was being paced, and Tony believed in his bullpen, and that's a shame. And the idea is to get that Carlos Rodon performance, to get that Carlos Rodon in October, because that's really the only thing that matters. Get them all healthy get them into October. So I think that's the way they're going to do it. I would not be surprised if we see a six-man rotation, if we see every starter getting one or two starts skipped in the next 2 months, for instance, as a lead up to the trade deadline. Because as much as you think the Cubs are going to sell off everything, and then they play in one of the worst divisions, baseball's weakest division perhaps, that they're going to be competing maybe against Jed Hoyer's desire, but the White Sox are going to be looking to fill holes too. We thought it'd be the rotation. I mean, yeah, we thought it'd be the rotation, but now suddenly the bullpen's a mess. But I do think you're going to see all the starters being paced like that because they're looking at October, don't you think? Isn't that the only thing that matters?
I think that's fair. Yeah, I mean, and I think that this period of time without Luis Robert and Eloy Jimenez has shown that they've built. What's their lead right? I didn't even look at the stand. 2.5, 3 games over Cleveland right now without those guys.
Yeah.
2 games. That's pretty damn good. I mean, like, they're legit. Like, I said this yesterday going into this Yankee series, that this is not a measuring stick for the White Sox. Everybody was kind of throwing out that narrative that, this is a test for the Yankees. The White Sox are a better team than the New York Yankees, and they are showing that in every way, shape, and form. They do have to sturdy up their bullpen, but the good news is we know that at its base, that this bullpen should be really good, and meaning that some of the flaws that it has right now will probably be, or at least we can think that they should be smoothed out. Like, Liam Hendricks has not been great so far this year. Like, there is something about him that is seemingly wobbly right now, but we know he's better than that. Evan Marshall last night looked good in one inning. Well, kind of good in that ninth inning, or eighth inning, right.
Came in with first and third and no outs.
Yeah, gets the grounder to Anderson. Anderson comes home, and then he gets the line drive double play. And that's where you got to be watching. You can't just look at the box score and say, oh, he got somebody hit into a double play. No, that was hard hit ball in that inning. And then he got Gleyber Torres in the ninth. But I guess, like, it's not ideal having Evan Marshall in there in that frame, but it's not like Liam Hendricks has been blowing guys away. Did we lose Stevie Sunshine? Hello? Am I not hearing?
I think we lost him. Well, you know,
well, it's actually perfect because I saw. Do we? Well, actually, I want you to comment really quickly because I did see you tweeting. You were not pleased with the Evan Marshall. And obviously, it's easy to look at that now and say, yes, Evan Marshall allowed runners on first and second in the ninth. And then Gleyber Torres with the RBI hit. But I just, like, I thought Liam Hendricks needed a break, a breather.
Yeah, I was not happy with Evan Marshall staying in. Even if it wasn't Liam Hendricks, fine. I didn't like Evan Marshall in that spot against the heart of, against Aaron Judge, and you're going to face Torres too. It's like, no. And go figure, all three guys get 3 straight singles and they lose the game. Like, it was over so fast. He had nothing on him.
Yeah, it was fast and disheartening and all of that. Like, that's a terrific game through and through, but a couple of bad things happened late, the Andrew Vaughn triple play and then the sudden death ending. And just a few more texts to back up the meanness of me, Mark Grody. Mark
the meanness of me. Is that a book you're writing?
Yes, you're writing your book. I'm writing them.
It's an autobiography.
Who am I? Who is the real Mark Grody? Mark gets his sneaky meanness from Dave, the cat, not Haw. That's why Patterson wouldn't talk to Grody after that game. Sneaky, mean guy. And then lastly, and this is absolutely true. I may not be mean, really, but I am an instigator. Grody is an instigator. Just ask Dan and Layla or Danny and Matt about score stories. Yeah, that's because I called them out for copying one another. So, yeah, there you go. I'm the instigator at the score.
And our text line, which is 312-644-6767, it's also the number you can call us at, although only Toby does. And I have a conspiracy about why and when Toby calls. I think it's a show conspiracy. And I do think that I do think the Trash Panda is going all Grody on Grody in this, so I'll share that later. But a 312 texter responding to your Andrew Vaughn, son, you made all the outs, pictures Ted McGinley from Office Space saying, son, what would you say you do here? All right. We'll take a break when we come back. Speaking of instigators, we will talk with Paul Sullivan of what's left of the Chicago Tribune. We will talk about the steaming pile of hypocrisy that is Tony LeBevington. And we will ask him Jock Peterson's mustache versus Patrick Kane's playoff beard. Which one's more embarrassing to Chicago? We'll discuss all that next on Saturday Suckage. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Grody, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What would you say you do here?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. No, I ain't seen my baby.
walk-up music. Welcome in, welcome back to Saturday Suckage. That walk-up music can only be Paul Sullivan's. Score Hotline is brought to you by Alpamonte Nissan. Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apnissan.com. And that's where we find Sully and his wonderful walk-up music. Sully, how you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We woke up alive today, and we still are. So that's our goal for the day.
I was wondering if you were going to get Rhino on to talk about the now that he's in the Wake and Bake Club.
Well, we tried to do that last week, and then we were given the Heisman because he's supposed to be on more important shows. But the thing is, more important shows don't know that Grody's got his number and Grody's got a relationship with him. So we're going to try to get him on. We're doing the Memorial Day show. We're doing the marathon show from 7 in the morning because Mitch wants to get his money's worth. So we're going to be on, do I have this right, Mark? 7 in the morning on Memorial Day until the 4th of July. Well, that's what we're doing.
We are doing a 5
and a half. Well, that's when the city's opening.
Right. That's exactly what we're doing. We're the 2 month, month and a half lead
opening
up. Until the opening, and we're going to get, so last week when we did bring this up, Sully, by the way, we had two thoughts, two ideas, Ryan Sandbong, or, and I think this, that if he gets his own strain, a texter suggested the Rhineapple Express.
I just like the natural blend. I think that would be
natural.
My choice. Natural. It's very simple, and, he was the natural in 84. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Got the music. What, everything.
What do you think? Like, what's Ryan Sandberg like if he's stoned? Like, where does he go with stuff? Is he? Like,
ask him, Mark. Get him on the show.
I could have been a quarterback. I could have done anything I wanted to do, man. People love me.
It's just so fascinating. When I was reading that story, I just couldn't stop laughing because it, like, the last person in the world you would think is probably Ryan Sandberg promoting a cannabis industry. And it just goes to show that we're old people now, and anything goes.
Well, and also, Paul, people are calling me today sneaky mean. Maybe there's something sneaky hippie about Ryan Sandberg. Like, you just don't know.
Why are you mean? What did you do?
Sometimes I guess people say I can be a little bit snarky. I do impersonations, so sometimes that comes across as mean-spirited. So I'm an instigator at the Score. I like, sometimes I'll pit one show against another. So I guess I kind of see where, I guess I kind of see where.
You said you're harassing Io on the street or something?
I would assume, right, and Chance the Rapper, so. And if people, occasionally recognize me, I'm just very rude to people. So it's all of that. I've realized that, the nice guy act hasn't really gotten me that far. So I've had to rebrand. I'm in the process of rebranding right now, Paulie.
Well, that's always a good idea. I remember Royko used to always have some change with him. So whenever someone recognized him and wanted to know his opinion on something, he'd flip a quarter at him and say, "Go buy the paper."
Nice. Which I hope people are doing today and right now, that they're buying up all the Chicago Tribunes, incidentally, Paul.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other story, but yes, hopefully there is a paper to buy.
Yeah, Sully, speaking of instigators, asking the Q&A with Jed Hoyer about the trade deadline and getting vaccinated, and I don't believe for a minute that the team not reaching 85% vaccination right after Jake Arrieta came out adamantly against it without a whole lot of scientific reasons for starters that I heard. But the fact that it won't factor into a trade, meaning getting rid of somebody that might raise your percentage or acquiring one or two players who might raise your percentage, I don't believe that Jed would not factor that in. What do you think?
You mean trading Jake because he believes he's seemingly, we don't know, he hasn't come out and said it, but he basically downplayed the idea of getting the vax for the team to reach the 85% mark.
Right, that sounded selfish, and it sounded it doesn't sound much like a team player, given the way the general manager was exhaustively explaining the value of it. And there's your pitcher, one of your veteran pitchers, who says, "Nah, not for me. I don't need to be that kind of team player," without giving a reason. I mean, if you're immunocompromised, you don't want to get this. There haven't been tests done, but I haven't heard that from him. Do you think that?
Yeah. Well,
do you believe Jed when he says it won't factor into trades?
No, I don't think he's going to trade Jake. And one other thing he said was it's not just one guy, you know, so he would have to, he said they're not close to, or not one guy away from getting to the 85%. So, you know, the thing is, in this day and age, we don't know who's been vaxxed, who hasn't been vaxxed, but we can just read from social media what their wives or girlfriends or even what they say. And, you know, you can basically pinpoint a few players on the Cubs that aren't doing it. And, you know, it would be easy for Jed to trade them and come up with a different excuse for it if he wanted to. But I think it's just too bad for the rest of the players, because they're doing the right thing. And some of them, like Javi and Wilson, are even promoting getting the vaccine. And there you have some teammates that, you know, are kind of cramping everyone's styles now. I mean, they're in a hotel in St. Louis. They're not allowed to go out and have dinner together. White Sox are in New York right now. They're allowed to go out and, you know, go out in the town. So it's a big difference in your life. You know, no one wants to be cramped up in a hotel all weekend, even if you're an athlete. So it's a shame. I don't know what to do about it. I mean, everyone has the right to do whatever they want, but I just feel bad for Ross and the rest of the Cubs, that there are some teammates that are being selfish. Not to mention
the Cubs. I mean, you would think this would be an easy fix, but it's not, and we all know that there's tons of layers to all of this.
Yeah, I mean, you can't convince people not to be smart.
Sometimes you just can't fix stupid.
Well, you said it. You said it, Steve.
I'm happy
and all this, and the Cubs have been playing some pretty decent baseball lately. Taking 3 out of 4 from Washington, 12-3 thumping of the Cardinals last night. They're 2 back, and I'm going to play the hypothetical game with you here, Paulie. And that is, if the Cubs are in a similar predicament, like let's just say they're 2 games back at the trade deadline or getting close to it, is Jeter going to add on, or is he going to proceed with the perceived plan to kind of do this rolling rebuild and maybe trade one of the big names?
Well, I can't guess what he's going to do. He did say the other day that he will have the budgetary means to add if they do decide to go that route and add on. Obviously, they could use some starting pitching. The offense seemingly coming around right now since Nico came up, and he's been great at second, really filled that hole when he replaced Bodie for the most part. And, you know, Duffy off the bench. You got Peterson, since he's come back, has really helped out, especially in the leadoff spot. So I would say, you know, another starting pitcher or two would be nice. But then again, they could always, you know, they always talk about the future. Maybe they move Keegan Thompson into the rotation, you know, sometime in July. And, you know, because, you know, Davies, he's not going to be here next year. Jake, probably not. You know, there's going to be openings in the rotation, and maybe it's time to, you know, see what these kids can do. Maybe Justin Steele, when he comes back off the IL, put him in the rotation.
We're talking with Paul Sullivan, columnist for the Chicago Tribune, talking baseball here. So let's talk about the story of the week. Tony La Russa. Yeah, let's discuss the baseball red ass, because here's what bothers me. He's just a steaming pile of hypocrisy about respecting the game. If he respected the game that much, he wouldn't put non-pitchers on the pitching mound. Pitching is an important part of the game. It is the most important part of the game. It is what managers like Tony La Russa look. It's where they go trying to find small edges of how which hitter can beat which pitcher. Pitching is very important. When you put a non-pitcher on the mound, a position player on the mound, the way La Russa did in against the Red Sox, I believe it was, then you're showing no respect for the game, no respect for that position. So to give me the sanctimony about having respect for the game and sportsmanship, Tony La Russa didn't show it. That's just a big pile of hypocrisy. And not only did he embarrass the White Sox, but he endangered one of his players. He like gave the code red for the Twins to throw at him. That's the way I saw it. What'd you think?
Yeah, I agree that, you know, if you're going to be that way, then, you know, be that way. You know, if you're against swinging at a 3-0 pitch in a blowout game, then don't put in your own position players in a blowout game. I think he was trying to say that, I can't speak for him, but he was more upset about the fact that Yermin basically ignored him. I mean, ignored the sign, just ignored the coach. You know, he's kind of reprimanding his player and calling him clueless, which is a pejorative that you really don't call someone, especially, you know, throwing your own player under the bus. That was wrong, too. I don't fault him for having the opinion that he has, because that's a lot of people, you know, that era have that opinion. But I think the good part of it is that the players just are seemingly just laughing at it. I mean, that Tim Anderson interview yesterday was unbelievable about, you know, we're the bad kids that don't listen. Mm-hmm. And that's what they are. They just laugh at them. I mean, so I think it's great for us, honestly. We were talking about this when he got hired. How is he going to handle the new age athlete, the new generation of kids who, you know, just like to have fun? And we're only, you know, 6 weeks into the season, 7 weeks, and we've already seen it. That's all we're talking about. That's all you guys have been talking about.
Part, Paul, is as you said, we're just 6 weeks. It's going to there's going to be another situation this year where something similar happens, right?
Exactly. You know, with Tim Anderson, Yermin, we've just started. It's just starting to get hot out. So, you know, wait till the Royals come back and there's some goofy stuff going on and, you know. This is great for the White Sox. I think it's maybe not good for Tony La Russa because he's, you know, getting a lot of criticism. But you know, no pub is bad pub, and they basically hijacked all the coverage from the Cubs. And the Cubs are in a big series this weekend in St. Louis.
Well, in a horrible division, it's not a big series when you got two teams that might be in the American League, the Sox playing the Yankees, which is somewhat of a measuring stick. So, Sully, I look forward to checking in. It's not so much that it might happen again in the rest of the season with La Russa, it's that it might happen in 2 weeks. And so we'll check back with you. We'll check back with you.
I think there's a good chance of that. I think this is a weekly story from now on.
Yeah, well, I look forward to that. Sully, thanks for your time.
All right, guys. Yes.
Right. See you, Paul.
It's Paul Sullivan, Chicago Tribune. And he brought up Tim Anderson's comments. Mark, we'll play them, and then we'll talk about them, because it just sounds like he was answering questions. His BS detector went off, and we'll talk about what Sully described as just sort of laughing through it. I think it's worth sharing with the class. So we'll do that next. How about that?
Yeah, and a 312 texter, this is probably the greatest, the closest we're going to come to getting a compliment, Steve. He's from the 312, maybe missing a little bit of context here, but he says, that's what makes your show somewhat listenable. You two work well together, even though your show still does suck.
Well, there you go. Thank you very
Our
much.
Our show is somewhat good.
Yes. We suck so you don't have to. It's a public service. Yeah. It's what we do. We're not asking for applause. We're not asking for a parade. We do that because it's necessary for the growth of humanity, sort of like getting vaccinated. All right, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we will play some Tim Anderson for you, talking about get off my lawn. And maybe Tony is not aware of what's going on around him, because his nose is buried in the rule book to see what he doesn't know, so he doesn't get caught with his pants down again about something that happens in a game where they weren't supposed to get outmanaged.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah, that's right. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. It's our pleasure. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We're not going to always agree, and that's okay. You know, but we just keep moving and keep pushing. And he knows that. He knows that. You know, we're not going to always be on the same page. But at the end of the day, we all got to go out and get a win, and we got to keep pushing. And so it's all good. It's okay to not, you know, to disagree from each other. But we all definitely put on the same screen.
That's Tim Anderson, White Sox leader, spokesman, captain, weather vane. He's just everything for them, and what he says matters. It matters to Major League Baseball. Change is all about change the game. And here you got this manager who can't change anything, including his hypocritical ways. And Tim Anderson yesterday was talking about the whole affair with your mean Mercedes, and Tim Anderson was the one who said, keep pushing, don't listen to the noise, blah, 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 basically telling La Russa that he slapped his own manager. And then I wouldn't even call it a come to Jesus talk, but they had a discussion because so many people came down on La Russa for being stupid and for giving the Cardinals the okay to go ahead, throw at Mercedes, to endanger one of his players. And it just reeks of stupid. So that's what Tim Anderson said, part of the Zoom media gathering yesterday. There was another part that I want to hear where he talks about Tony's like the dad and we're like the kids.
Yeah, we touched on it. But, you know, we try not to spend too much time on it. We let you guys talk about it. And as you see, you know, the media talk about it. But for us, you know, man, it's okay. You know, Tony's like that dad. We like his kids. We're like the bad kids that don't listen. But we all get along. So we're just going to keep pushing, man. And he knows, man, we're going to go out and play and just have fun. And, you know, the ultimate goal is to get wins and, you know, enjoy the game. And, you know, hopefully we can just, you know, keep pushing and, you know, move on past this.
Hopefully. So, you know, Mark, sounds like to me Tim Anderson's BS detector went off and he just sort of had to say what he had to say. But you can read. I read between the lines. What did you read? What did you make of Tim Anderson's performance yesterday?
Well, now just hearing that part right there, here's the key part. He said, we let you guys talk about it. And notice how he didn't disagree with, because he's clearly hearing it. He's hearing it. He's reading it. Wherever it is that he gets his baseball chatter, he's allowing for it. Because if he disagreed with what everybody is saying, then he would have said, he would have had a harsher statement for the media, as in, you know, this is a, you guys are making a big deal out of nothing, none of that stuff. So it's like when a media person asks, hey, so Ken Griffey Jr., do you consider yourself the greatest player of all time? And typically a player will deflect and say, that's not up to me. That's for you guys to talk about. So, you know what I mean? But inside he's saying, hell yeah, and you guys are saying all the right things. And that basically that's what I heard Tim Anderson say. You guys are saying everything correct.
Keep it up.
Do you think he wants us to keep it up? Keep it up. Yeah, I think he does. I think that we have stated the case for the White Sox. Like, they don't even have to say anything anymore. They've been empowered by the media. Like, it is like simpatico, this White Sox roster, the way it is. Like, they're like, hey, look at this. Look what this guy said. Look what this guy tweeted. Hey, did you hear Bernstein? Did you hear Parkinson speak? Like, it's like everybody has gone to bat for the White Sox. There's very little they need to say or do right now. This is one of those rare occasions where the media has done the work for the players.
And we will continue to, because we're blessed to have Tony LeBevington in town, where he doesn't know the rules, so they do have, the Sox are at a disadvantage in the dugout, and And then you have this cranky old guy and with the team with the motto, change the game. And I just don't, I think it's just the hypocrisy, even if players can't identify it, maybe they're used to having position players come in and pitch, we'll save the bullpen, there's a strategic advantage. Just the same way it used to be lauded players, Bob Gibson was famously, ferociously lauded for throwing a baseball at Ron Santo after Billy Williams homered. Well, we finally came to, for all of the baseball old-timers and the red asses, that's the unwritten rule of the game. Bob Gibson was a coward. There's nothing more gutless than throwing a 100-mile-an-hour baseball at essentially a vulnerable batter standing up there. And there's no more, there's a disrespect for the game when you put a non-pitcher on the pitcher's mound and tell us it's a game. And if you were to ask the same players, same managers, who said, why not just have a mercy rule? Why not just, you did it in spring training, you can quit on an inning, why can't you quit on a game? Oh, no, we can't do that. The sanctity of the game, the respect for your opponent. Well, what kind of respect for your opponent is when you put a 47-mile-an-hour pitcher on the mound and you expect guys to stand back and do nothing? Tony La Russa seems to be the only one who doesn't understand that once that happens, you've disrespected the game, and there are no rules. Written, unwritten, doesn't matter. I just think that's so lost. I don't know what the long-term effects, if any, are on the White Sox, but you think with Tim Anderson's response, it's like, we're watching, we're going to do what we need to do, and then we'll just come out with the politically correct stuff. That's sort of what we saw, right? Is this the start of a regular performance?
Yeah, I mean, like we were talking about with Paul Sullivan, this will happen. There will be a scenario where, even if it's not the White Sox, where it may perhaps a White Sox opponent, something occurs. And what if that happens? How about this? What if there is a scenario in which Tony La Russa feels like an opposition has shown them up? Let's just say it's swinging on a 3-0 count and a blowout ball game. Will Tony La Russa then demand that his pitcher, whomever it might be, throw at the opposition? Because it's going to pop up again. It's like the Sox will be the players will be tested again on a sign that they receive from the third base coach Willie Harris or from Tony La Russa. And Tony's going to be tested again. So stand by for more. I will say this, that while Tony La Russa has handled this all incorrectly, there's a change that has been going on in baseball over, well, let's say, the last 10 years or so in terms of the allowing players to showboat, to rub it in, all of that kind of stuff, whereas those unwritten rules did exist for years. So changes, I'm about to get really philosophical there. Changes is painful. People get hurt along the way, and it takes a long time. And I think that's what baseball is in the process of, this painful metamorphosis from being one way to going to another. And it never was going to happen overnight. It was never necessarily even going to happen over a decade. And it may take another 5 years before, and it probably will take another 5 to 10 years before everybody is on board with a new set or a different set of unwritten rules. And unwritten rules do exist. Unwritten rules exist in every business. We have them in our business. They exist in most businesses. That's the way they function. Not everything can be written out. So a change is going down, and it's... Like I said, God, I feel like Jeff Goldblum right now. It's painful at times, and there it is. Life finds a way.
Is that Jeff Goldblum in The Big Chill? Is it Jeff Goldblum?
No, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic
Park. It's Chaos
Park
Theory.
Or the
Chaos
Fly
Theory.
Or the okay.
Chaos Theory. Yes.
You didn't know life, what that was from, Rosie?
No. I had an idea, but it's kind of changed. There was a tenor that changed. I just wasn't sure, because Jeff Goldblum's sort of been all over the place. Where he, in every movie, he plays Jeff Goldblum.
That's yes, he does.
He's really good.
But life,
Jeff Goldblum.
Life finds a way only happened in Jurassic Park. And life finds a way. There it is.
The scientists were so busy figuring out whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
Oh, God, I just got goosebumps. Yes. Adam Studd speaks Jurassic Park. No joke. Top 10 favorite movies of all time.
That's my favorite quote from that movie.
Oh, that's so good. No, any of the Jeff Goldblum quotes when he's getting serious are pretty awesome. Like, I get goosebumps watching it because it's just, it's deep, it's phenomenal. And if you don't have some Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park by the time this show is over, I would be so mad at you, Studs.
Okay, deal. Also, yeah. I have
you
to ask,
like
you've seen the Thor movie with Jeff Goldblum in it, right? Thor Ragnarok? I don't know if you're into those Marvel movies.
I am like half into them, so I've not seen Thor Ragnarok.
Ragnarok is, first of all, in the top five, maybe even top three of the Marvel movies. Also,
oh, wow.
Jeff Goldblum is peak Jeff Goldblum in that movie. It's amazing.
I saw that, and I don't remember Jeff Goldblum because Chris Hemsworth was just so... He did the whole thing like with a smirk. He could be the next James Bond. He was just... He smirked his way through the whole thing, as far as I was concerned. You didn't think so, Mr. Marvel?
Well, yeah, that's what he does.
Right.
He's a beautiful man. Like, it's I don't blame you for being distracted by him.
Yeah. As opposed to... I've seen Jeff Goldblum be Jeff Goldblum in many movies. So I've seen enough of that. I'll just
That's a win. That's a win. If you've got that act, like you got one act and you get to do it in like some of the biggest movies ever, that like Jeff Goldblum may be the winningest actor of all time.
There is a case to be made for Al Pacino.
Yeah.
In his yelling phase.
Yeah.
That's all he did in any movie, and he gave you a hint of that in Injustice for All. No, you're out of order. And then when he became the crazy old man, he became that guy.
Uh-huh. So, yep. Yeah. No, he's been able to be himself. Robert De Niro, probably to a lesser degree, you know, like because he's branched out a little bit more recently. Like he's like funny Bob De Niro. So
Nick Cage is another one. He's the same in every movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he does a really good Nick Cage.
Yeah, so, exactly. No, he's excellent at being himself.
Yeah. That's good. We should all get paid for that. The Cubs played a big series. It has to be a big series. They haven't played in St. Louis, and this is their primordial rival. And so it's only one game, and it's still May, but I don't think we can chop it up enough, and there were things that happened that we're going to talk about after this break. You good with that, Mark Rohde?
I am great with that, Steve.
Okay. Then we'll do that next on Saturday Suckage. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.